All right. Hey now, welcome to the Real Estate Rundown. I am Dustin DeHart with Keller Home Loans. What's so funny?
My just glasses. Just looking at you with your glasses.
I know, huh?
You can actually see, right?
I can actually
you can
read
see the numbers and screens.
I know. There's, it's amazing.
This is going to be your best show by far because you can actually see.
I know. It does help. It is amazing. So, the gift of sight. You take it for granted sometimes. And then I literally would take my wife's glasses because I was too lazy to go to the eye doctor.
Yeah.
And they worked pretty good.
Okay.
Know? She's like, you know, you probably need to get your own because that's her prescription.
You have different eyes.
And it didn't really fit me either. And yeah.
Were they like neutral glasses, gender neutral? Are we allowed to
these
say
ones?
That?
Oh, of course.
No,
they
no, your wife. So you were wearing.
No, they were like Ray-Bans. They were pretty cool.
Rosé.
Yeah.
Flavor.
they looked great.
I totally interrupted you. Who are you?
Dustin DeHart. Who
okay,
are you?
I'm Nick Lehman. Nice to see you.
Happy birthday, Nick.
It's my birthday today.
Yeah,
I'm like 41, so that means I'm, you know, in my early 40s.
Yeah, you'll be wearing knees in about 4 years.
4 years.
Well, we already got the same haircut.
I do the classic Oklahoma State, you know, I'm a man, I'm 40, and I can't, I've been saying that for a year, and now I can't say that anymore because I'm 40.
You're on a podcast for your birthday. What better birthday gift than that, my friend.
I'm happy to spend it with you. I did wear shorts today, but you guys can't see
you
that.
You did. So. And is the better half doing something for you tonight?
We are not celebrating at all today. We're going to go to dinner tomorrow.
There you go.
My son's lacrosse banquet is tonight.
Okay.
And we are having a crazy month. So
we are having a crazy month. I know.
You can't really stop the momentum of the best month of potentially my career at this moment and you know, go celebrate your birthday.
Yeah, so. You mentioned that last week. So best month of your career, like, is it like shattering the last, like your second best month, is it like close or
no,
like you're,
no this is like big boom. Time for for us. I mean, obviously everything's relative, but
you told me the numbers there.
We're not skinny
numbers by any means, so.
Times two probably.
Yeah,
we had done maybe like 3.8 in a month, and we're gonna do like 7.5.
There you go. That's almost double.
That's pretty close to double. Yeah.
We've had I mean, just me and you alone. Just, you know, we got one of our clients. What was that? $1.7 million house.
Yeah, 1680. Yeah, 680.
Yeah, docks out today.
It's exciting.
Yeah,
and just scheduled the walkthrough.
Did you? Oh, good.
It's going to be exciting. Good. No, it's good.
The final walkthrough?
The final, I was actually surprised how much we were able to get them to repair, to be honest with you. You're the lender, so you can't really know all these things, but there was quite a bit that they agreed to, which I was, because we beat them up on the number. So to get beat up and...
Any appraisal came in about $1.50.
Yeah, we beat them up pretty good.
Yeah, got a great deal.
But it was parents had died, and it was like five siblings that all are super successful, so they didn't really.
And I love the client. She's a tough cookie.
She's a firecracker.
But she also is now becoming a dear friend of mine.
Yeah, she's cool.
You know what I mean? She's heartwell. You know, like she had stomach issues, and I'm like, I do too. And oh my god, now. She's giving me all these people to go to, and like every time I see her, I was like, "Did you go? Did you go yet? Like, did you mention that? You know?"
I'm like,
"So I finally got the appointment
because
I can't let her down."
Yeah.
So that was and then two contracts you got over to me just today or yesterday.
Yeah, like last couple days. Yeah, those were cool. Those were fun because those came from a dinner.
Yeah. Wow.
So our lunch, I had taken that guy to the Thai place that I brought for you.
Yep. Went there again last weekend.
Okay. So I had taken him there. Yeah. He's like, you know, wanting to level up and buy another property. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of chatted for an hour. And next thing I know, he's like ready. So that was like 6 months
ago. Yeah, it was like, and he was telling us we're not buying until the end of the summer.
Yeah,
next thing I know, we're going to contract.
Literally, he's like, can we go look on Saturday? And then he's like, hey, my sister's interested now.
Yeah.
So kind of like maybe siblings keeping up with the Joneses, if you will, a little bit.
Apparently, she got in first.
She did.
She didn't mess around. It was a weekend application. And I literally have a contract from you yesterday.
You know, right. And what was cool is she saw the house at an open house.
Wow.
I haven't even seen it.
Really?
I haven't even taken her to it.
Yeah.
I met with her like, hey, logistically, how do we buy, sell? She's in a really good spot. She can buy first.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, great. Well, I want to buy this house. And I was like, wait, I didn't even show it to you. And she's like, oh, no, I saw it a couple days ago at an open house.
Yeah. And so she's doing something that we've talked about on the show before.
Yep.
So, you know, in this market, you know, in any market, to get an offer accepted contingent on another property is difficult.
Tough. Yeah.
And it's becoming way more difficult now, right?
It is.
And she makes great money, and her husband, and they have a lot of assets, and, you know, they're going to put 20% down.
Yeah.
Helps. And then they're going to turn around once you sell that other house, right? Is that going on the market after they...
We're going to wait till, like, probably appraisal comes in, yeah. like, way past all the contingencies.
By the way, we don't need an appraisal.
Oh, we got a waiver because of the 20 down?
Yeah.
So, oh, that's awesome.
There you go. And,
wow. So, yeah, then we'll probably throw it up because we were trying to limit how many months she makes both payments. So we'll talk about that.
And then what she's going to do is take that money and then recast her loan. Right. And it's a good topic to talk about. So what that means, instead of refinancing, right, or just putting, I think she's going to put another 150 grand down on it, or maybe even
125
more.
Or something. Yeah.
And that's, you know, you can do that, but then it's not going to drop your payment. But if you go to the servicer and you ask for them to recast it, it will now drop your payment and re-amortize it with that new loan amount, right?
Nice. Yeah.
And we had a long discussion on rates last night.
Okay.
And I thought, you know, we'll talk about rates here in a minute, you know, and my advice was, you know what, let's float today because we finally had an okay day.
Okay.
And like we're trending in the right direction. We're way over. And then, of course, this morning,
something,
the rates went to, you know, the hell in a handbasket.
Okay,
again.
I locked her in.
I actually talked to her on the way here, and she's happy with it. We're not spending any money to get a lower rate.
Okay.
Because she understands that. She gets it. I'm like, look, you're going to refinance. Rates are coming down.
100%.
She gets it totally. She's like, then I don't care that rate's that.
Right.
And then happy with it. And then, when rates do drop, you know, probably this time next year,
right,
when we're in the low fives, maybe even the high fours.
She's
going to have a payment that's even half because she's recasted and now refinanced.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's super cool. That played out nicely.
Yeah, we did have one client that did a little head fake on us, you know.
He traveled. I'm not sure it was a head fake.
He was a little eccentric.
He got all the way through all his contingencies and then still decided to cancel. So he had to forfeit EMD.
Yeah,
and
that doesn't happen much. But when you're canceling for... I just don't want to buy the house now. Well, it's hard to
Especially that late into the contract.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a pretty long escrow on that one because he was traveling. He was like in Geneva
he was
sending me pictures of Spain. And
But
for him to 180 and go, oh, I'm actually going to now sell in Portland. Yeah. I'm going to buy something bigger. That late in the game, it's not fair to the seller.
No,
you
don't want anybody
to
lose their earnest money, right?
But correct.
You'd also have to look at the seller as well. You know, they need to sell this house and they've tied it up for no reason.
Yeah,
so
for
they
like
should,
20 to 25 days or whatever it was. It was a long time.
Yeah, and it was, what's weird is a lot of high-rise condos are now eligible for financing that weren't that long ago.
Yeah.
So that one, I just did one in, what was that one, Regency?
That was Regency at Las Vegas Country Club.
Yeah, we just did one in I won't say Panamera because it's my Panorama, I think it's.
Panamera is your car.
Yeah, and then,
Panorama.
I actually just got one approved with The One. Have you heard of that place? Friends of mine are buying in there. It's a big high-rise condo. And
you're not talking about LeBron?
No.
This is a building?
Yeah. Okay. The One. I know. I didn't know what it was called, but it's a,
I don't know.
Fannie Mae approved. In fact, our Regency is FHA approved, believe it or not.
Wow.
So condos are coming back, my friends.
Don't call it a comeback.
They are back.
So. Been here for years.
Yeah, they usually were a pain in the you know what.
Oh, yeah. They still kind of are.
They can be, but they've gotten
those
a lot
HOAs
easier.
Or...
Yeah, so, yeah, man, congratulations.
Thank you.
Same with me. You know, what's funny is our May is going to be really good. You know,
good.
I mean, it's not my best month by far, but it's my best month in a long time.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's a month that it will stack up with any, you know what I mean? Like,
it's good numbers
in this market.
Good.
And then June was shaping up really nice. And then last week, it was like crickets. You know, I'm like,
okay.
You know, I mean, of course, that happens.
Sure.
You know, it was kind of quiet. We had like one little contract come in. And then, this week, 6 contracts already.
Wow.
You know, and I I think today alone was like 9 loan apps. So it's not slowing down.
I think people are gaining that confidence that we've been talking about, that the certainty has been here a little bit for a little bit of time, long enough to ensure some confidence, like, hey, we hit the bottom.
Yep.
We're ready now, or life events are transpiring as time continues to pass, and they're ready for their next, you know, 7 to 10 year home.
Yeah.
And that's what people should be focusing on.
They get it. They, you know, I mean, it is what it is. And then the longer you wait, the longer you're going to just keep delaying the obvious, right?
Maybe they all got glasses. Like,
like
you can see now.
There are those. Yep. And, you know, look, interest rates, they have not been behaving well.
They've been bad.
I think it was 2 weeks ago we had the CPI report I've been clamoring about for, God, what, 2 months now?
Came
in pretty good. It was, it, you know, and it did help rates. And then I think literally every single day since then, rates have crept up.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's a lot of things. First of all, it's one of those kind of head scratchers where it's not really obvious, but the debt ceiling. That crap's hurting rates right now, right?
What is that, like June 1st they're going to say something?
So the longer they keep delaying it, the, you know, the, look.
They've extended it like 14 times or something.
Do. Look, if they don't, like, we're going to.
Yeah, that's bad.
It's going to have serious ramifications. And, yeah, we might not be having really good months forthcoming because it's going to create a big time issue with our economy.
Why do they wait till the last minute? It's just to talk about something.
Okay. You know, so
just to say
that should get worked out.
Look at
then
us.
You have the whole banking issues, right?
Yeah.
That's still an issue, and there's a lot of people taking deposits out and going into money markets and putting that money in there with higher rates, and now banks are, you know, they have to stay liquid with certain deposit amounts, so they're selling bonds, and now we have an oversupply, so that's not helping us.
Okay.
Now there's higher oil prices maybe coming down the pipeline, so it's just one thing.
Something
after
to piggyback
another.
Off that, I just had a file where the solar was purchased, and then they financed it through a credit union. So the buyer went to apply to assume the loan for the remainder. There's like 51,000 left, and the credit union said, "Yeah, we're not carrying solar panel debt any longer."
Yeah.
And is making you have to pay it off somehow through the transaction. So the seller either needs to, you know, pay 51,000 and drop the price or raise it or however that's going to be.
So the buyer's getting financing through the credit union and they won't allow it? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean,
they wouldn't let them assume. They wouldn't let them assume the
lease, basically.
But it's not because it was a purchase.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it's like a loan for these solar panels, and they're VA already.
Yeah.
So they're 100% finance and they can't just add another loan for 51,000 for these solar panels that only have a $0 value.
Yeah, the whole solar panel things.
I thought that was interesting based on the banks collapsing. Like, is this going to be a trend to come?
Yeah.
That with these solar panels, if you didn't lease them, you're going to have to pay them off because they're not assumable.
Yeah. No, so there's Fannie and Freddie guidelines. There's still ways that I'm doing one as we speak with FHA and down payment assistance that has solar. That's, you know what I mean? It was a fun loan.
Okay.
But yeah, no, you can still get it done. So I'm assuming it's probably because it's the credit union and they're lending their own money, and maybe that's what it is. Mm. But yeah, no, I don't think that's going to be a big problem down the road, but who knows? Things do change.
Maybe I need to flip them to you. They already had a pre-approval before.
Yeah, man, so maybe we should flip them to us.
Let's try. Well, we could talk about this next week.
We're the solar panel experts of
the
mortgage
SPEs.
Lending. Yeah, solar panels in general, you know, I'm not a I don't really get it, you know. I mean, unless this is your house forever that you're going to live in and you have the money to pay it, you know. But even then, those things break, right? I mean, and then it's like in 5 years, there's a better.
There's a pigeon infestation. Right. You got to do this. All that.
And then there's like the ChatGPT that makes their own sale panels for you, you know, for free. So that's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah. It's just waiting.
Yeah. You know? And I like to have my cars make sound when I don't like to plug them in either.
Got
so
it.
I'm not really, you know, friendly with the environment.
I understand. I understand.
I shouldn't have mentioned that.
That's okay.
All right.
That's
so let's get to the rundown.
Let's do it.
It's your birthday. We need to get you out of here, Dad.
Yeah. All right. DPA. What do we got going with DPA?
DPA. All right. We've talked about this before. Down payment assistance, right?
So
we're starting to get a lot of calls about this. And the reasoning why is because sellers aren't giving a lot of closing costs right now, right? Okay. And there's a lot of buyers that come to us and they have one or the other, right? They got 10 grand. Well, that's enough for the down payment. Mm. Now, this is, that was 3 months ago that you could have got all the closing costs paid. So now they're looking at the down payment assistance options.
Okay.
So they can get into a house, right? Now, look, if you can get the seller to pay for it, great. But if you can't, at least you have another option, right?
Sure.
So, there are a lot of government bonds and this and that, and so, government seconds. And there's, even the culinary ones and the WISH programs. A lot of them are really lower income qualifying, to get buyers in. And that's where a lot of people struggle with, right?
So
the program that we have, I've talked about it before. It used to be, our area median income, you could go above, and it was about 130 grand a year that you could make, which is a lot, right?
For sure.
And I thought that was great. And they changed that, though, on us.
Oh.
And now they don't have no income limit, so you can make $1 million.
You can make whatever you want. You can get DPA.
You can get DPA.
Wow.
So big. That was a big change. Great change for us. And again, don't need perfect credit. You can have a 600 credit score. That's the minimum you need.
Wow.
You can have a non-occupying co-borrower to help you. Right.
Okay.
You don't have to be a first-time home buyer.
Okay.
In fact, you can own a home, right? And then you can buy this other home with 100% financing, use future rental income to help offset that payment to help you qualify. So it's a really good program. We have a lot of pre-approval letters out there right now with people that are utilizing that. So if you've been told no by somebody because maybe you make too much money or didn't fit into whatever bucket, and it's not zip code restricted.
You can buy everywhere. You can buy anywhere.
All right. What do we got here?
Nice.
Monthly payment. Is this me?
This is me. Well, I thought the perspective was important to see, what's transpired. So this chart shows what the average monthly mortgage payment was and has been. And so I wanted to really just highlight, we've been so busy here in the last 30, 45 days to show, hey, look at the bottom. We said that happened. Mm-hmm. What also was a driving factor is the payment's down over $100 since mm-hmm. October.
You know,
if we looked at when the highest peak mm-hmm. for mortgage payment was, it was also consistent with the highest volume of inventory that we had, which makes sense because they kind of mm-hmm. coincide. But now the pricing for the average monthly payment has gone down, and what has happened to the inventory?
Yeah,
it has also gone down. So contributing factor to this is interest rates. But what I wanted to show is just another way to process, hey, it's better to buy today than it was 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there is a little bit less inventory, you have a little bit less competition. This reaffirms that the height of volume, the height of mm-hmm. house payment has passed. Now, as house payments dwindle and inventory dwindles, therefore pricing shall now go up. So if you were waiting on the fence, let's stop waiting on the fence. Here's another chart just showing more data for all you analytics out there that it's time. And,
getting into those greens is going to be very difficult unless we see rates literally plummet, which is
not going to happen. Or pricing, right?
Right. Well, exactly.
Which is also not going to happen. So, your average payment's now sitting over there at about $1,930, and we just have to accept it. Mm-hmm. And you need to get on board that this is what you're going to be required to have.
Yeah.
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Did you see this home they bought?
I kind of saw the left picture.
Yeah.
Where is this at? Do you have some dates on this thing?
Yeah, it's in Cal. So it's the biggest or the largest purchase in California. It's $200 million.
$200 million. Okay.
It's the second largest purchase in the country ever. I think it was 280 or something like that. Some hedge fund guy in Manhattan.
Okay.
It took 15 years to build. It was some art guy. It's all concrete. Obviously, you can see the aesthetics of it. It's a pretty cool house. Yeah, it's own private beach there. I think it's like 13 acres, right? 30,000 square feet. That's just the main house. And sure, there are other houses to it. It's pretty remarkable. you know, they got a steal on it too. It was listed at like $295. So,
they had a pretty good agent. Yeah.
Right. I was thinking, do they even have agents at that point? Do you think they just have people? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
or
I mean,
is there like some secret agent that does these kind of deals?
Yeah, there are a lot of hands in the pot to where they would have like a manager that would reach out to a group that represents famous people to help facilitate. But there are,
but yeah, that's not like you're just going to their house and signing the contract.
No, they're not looking at, you know, realtor.com and going, hey, I want to see your house.
Yeah, and I think more for them, it's more of the, I want this house because it's the biggest house, that, you know what I mean? Most expensive house. That's kind of their brand.
Sure.
Right? You know, we're the biggest ballers.
They're not buying.
Yeah, like I watched something about the most expensive cars, and I think they mentioned Jay-Z on three of them.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's a status thing, and it elevates his.
They paid cash, by the way, too. So apparently they're doing okay with themselves.
He's in the B's, right? Is he a Bill?
I looked up his net worth, and those are always correct. He's worth $2 billion, and she's worth half a billion. So
they're doing okay. They're doing all right. VGK, listen.
Don't jinx us.
We predicted prior to the playoffs.
We did not have VGK.
We did not, but I think it was intentional because we did not want to jinx it.
Correct.
So, you know, you, I believe, picked the Bruins. I believe I picked the Lightning and Edmonton.
And we both picked Edmonton.
And we both picked Edmonton.
Yeah,
it was reverse psychology to play it out. The reality, folks, if you don't like hockey and you live in Vegas, just watch a game. If you have a chance to go to a game, it is pretty intense. It's electric. The energy is completely, it's undeniable.
Yeah. And the show they put on.
It's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
And they've been playing out of their minds. You know, I hope it continues. We're up 3-0 now in the Western Conference
Finals. They're the
favorite.
I mean, they have been since they beat Edmonton. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, with Boston losing and Tampa losing.
You know,
I mean,
And in that game last night, you know, that's pretty much told me, like, we're going to the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, it was pretty solid. Yeah. I mean, we scored, was it 3-0 in the first 7 minutes?
I really can't
minutes,
see them losing four games in a row.
No.
You know, I mean, that's not happening. Now,
I think we're there.
Yes, now we've got more work to do.
Yeah.
Can you imagine we win a Stanley Cup this early? I mean, that's almost amazing.
I think it's time. I think we're due. I mean, I think we had that shot. Obviously, year one, but they wanted Ovechkin to get his, But
so that team, though, the first team, that's, you know, everybody's like, that was the best team, right? If we lose, like, game seven this year, is that they're still the best team. Like, we have to win this year to surpass that first team.
I think so.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and we're just built differently. Like, Eichel is a completely different level.
Yeah.
And unselfish he is with the passing is unbelievable. Yeah. And then our defense is just ridiculous.
Yeah, seems like we got the right coach.
Yeah, for sure. Refinance.
Oh, I spelled that wrong. Sorry. Refiance. that was French.
Yeah.
So look,
is that fiance? Is that
Beyonce on my head, my mind. So look, not a lot of people refinancing, right? However, there's a lot of people with equity, right?
Okay.
In fact, Black Knight did a study and they found that the average is $182,000 in tappable equity, meaning you can actually access it, right?
Sure.
I think the loan to value is like 42%, which is insane, right?
Yeah.
That's, you know. So what that means is you've got this equity, right?
Okay.
A lot of, you know, we since COVID saw home appreciation go through the roof,
right?
Now we're seeing credit card debts go through the roof, and we're also seeing credit card rates go through the roof.
Yeah.
The average rate's about 20% right now, which is crazy. Even car payments, they're $800 right now. Can you believe that? They've doubled in the last three years, right? So, look, you know, I get it. It's going to be probably a higher rate than you have now. But when you couple that, like I'm doing a refinance for my friend that are literally paying off, lines of credit used to be great for this, right? But now that with a 9% rate and it's interest only, we're paying that off. We're paying an RV with a crazy rate. And we're literally paying off like $70,000 in credit card debts. They're saving like $2,500 a month.
In payment.
In payment, right? And now look, if you're smart with this, now you turn around and use some of that cash flow and turn it over to your house,
right?
And you pay your house off sooner, and you're debt free, right? And then when rates drop, guess what? We're not doing a cash out refinance. It's rate and term. You get a better rate.
Right.
And we're going to lower your rate
again.
Yeah,
that's solid.
You know, so it's look, it's out there. You know, people should look into it. You know, if you're struggling with those credit card debts, let's use that equity for
pay
your
it
benefit.
Off.
All right,
Pay slows. Yeah, this was interesting. So, you know, at some point it catches up. We are back in the time and era of real estate cycles. We used to have these things pre-COVID. Mm-hmm. COVID hit. It just became, you know, gangbusters all year round. But essentially what happens is people start listing their home in the spring. Buyers gobble it up till right around mid summertime,
sure.
And then inventory increases in the fall and winter, and then everybody starts over again the cycle. Okay, mm-hmm. So at some point, the one-to-one ratio gets passed to where more homes are now going to stay on the market than being taken off the market by a buyer.
Yep.
Right now, the buyers have been outpacing listings to where that's why the inventory has gone down so much, mm-hmm. but the pace is starting to be one-to-one. So now we have leveled off to where inventory is now flatlined for, or pacing equivalent to what buyers, mm-hmm. you know, one-to-one. One listing goes out, one buyer gobbles it up. And at some point in the next 30, 60 days, we will start to see that more listings will hit the market versus buyers purchasing,
okay.
therefore trickling up inventory.
Right.
Okay. So what does that really mean for you? It means if you're a seller, you should list yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You should have already had listed because you want to be on the market when there's low inventory,
sure.
not necessarily high inventory.
Right.
If you are a buyer, you are going to have a little bit more options here in the next 30, 60, 90
Thank
days.
God.
Okay. Yes. So we had a little blip here the last couple of weeks. We've had multiple offer situations on some mm-hmm. properties. I predict that to go away
okay.
here in the next 60, 90 days. I think you'll have, again, like I said, more options
okay.
because the pace inventory will slide. It's not going to crazy rise, but you'll have a little bit more options than you did last week.
Right.
Today.
Good.
That's
so interesting.
Something to consider. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I really thought the supply was just going to go down to like eight houses.
I mean, if
you were going,
if you had been right on the rates,
oh, I know.
It would have been crazy again. But they're, you know, whether it's intentional or not, it's delaying
mm-hmm.
to where the inventory didn't go all the way down to eight homes.
Yeah. Well, rates will come down, you know.
Yeah.
Again, probably a few months, we're going to see them start to get, you know, much better than they are right now. Because, look, inflation's coming down.
Right.
And that's the big great killer, right? And we know that. And hopefully the Federal Reserve realizes what's going on.
Release the grip.
And, yes, and they can start to back down and we can get the politics to fix the debt ceiling issues, right?
Yeah.
And go from there. So yeah, look, it's, you know, rates are volatile right now. It's they go up, they go down, they stay the same, and right now they're going up. But guess what? They will come back down.
That's
so
true.
And but I will make no more CPI report predictions about interest rates anymore.
Okay.
All
right.
I lied. I'm sure I will. So
I think that this time next year
mm-hmm.
will be crazier than this time this year.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Because the rate's down.
Yeah, yeah.
And so yes, we'll have some inventory trickle up over the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But the second those rates go down, we still have an inventory shortage.
Yeah, then
It's going to be multiple offers again for a longer period of time, and pricing to me will just so that's your
well,
motivation
that
to buy.
Didn't last long, didn't
no,
Jeez, oh,
it
man,
was
it
just a couple months.
Like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I think it's going to be crazy again next year, and which is your incentive to buy now so you can be already in your home when that uptick happens.
Yeah,
yep, for sure.
It's only going up. So,
sure.
My friend, happy birthday!
Thank you, man.
All right?
Appreciate
great
you.
Great to see you. It's been a great month, so let's keep it
up.
Yeah,
let's finish it off. We're almost there.
How's next month
one
looking?
More week. With the two contracts were pretty
there
solid.
You go.
Yeah, and we took three listings. So
there you go.
Yeah,
killing it.
We're doing all right. So
all right,
yeah,
my friend.
Man.
How do they get a hold of you, Nick?
Best way to get a hold of me is there's my cell there, 702-289-5200. Call, text anytime. Dustin, how about you, sir?
Same thing. My cell, 702-217-3009.
We got to get some photos with you with your...
My glasses?
Yeah.
I got to get them tightened up. I look like a dork right now. So, but I can't see, and that really... I am You have no idea how cool that is. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, yeah. like, you yeah. know, we're older and yeah. bald and we mature and we're like a yeah. fine
Things
line.
Happen. So, all right, my friends, we'll see you next week. Thank you.